Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, welcome to Friday. Yay, it's Friday. What does that mean? Nothing. You're an entrepreneur. Get back to work. So I'm so excited because today I am here with two amazing, bright, sparkly, wonderful, wonderful women. And that is none other than Stephanie and Tanya Faulkner. You guys, I'm so excited that you are here. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Rachel.
Great. Now, one question I immediately have to ask is, where are you guys tuning in from? Because you guys are world travelers.
We sure are. We're actually in Luxembourg right now, but as you know, we're originally from Austria.
Yes. And every time I feel like I talk to you guys, you're in a different place. It's like, oh, now we're in Bali. And now we're, you know, like, you're always traveling to new places, which I think is pretty cool. And that's something that most people only dream of, which I hope you guys realize, like, it's such a cool, like, privilege to be able to travel the world. You know, I don't take it for granted. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, we absolutely love traveling. We started, like, we travel a lot while we were studying still. And actually also that's when we discovered this life of traveling and working while we are traveling. So we don't call ourselves digital nomads or anything because we have our base, but we like to visit a lot of places during the year still, and also stay for a little longer than just for like 1 or 2 weeks holidays. We really like to stay a few weeks or months even, to really get to know the culture and people in different countries.
That is seriously so cool. What do you guys consider home base? Is it Austria?
At the moment, it's Luxembourg, actually. Luxembourg and Austria.
Amazing. And you guys still have a trip to the US coming up and a trip to Greece as well?
Yes.
Oh, exactly.
We'll be going to Athens in, 2 weeks?
Next week, actually. Next weekend. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And and then, of course, the Santorini trip with you.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'm seriously so excited. Now, one of the things that I think is so cool is that you guys are sisters, kind of running a business together, but also simultaneously running your own businesses in a way, but there's crossover. And I think that's really special because, you know, when my sister and I started working together, it was about 3 years ago, she was my first hire. And there's something really, really special about sisters. You guys know this, like, your sister has a special place that nobody else can kind of understand. What is it like working together, but also doing your own thing at the same time in your businesses?
It worked pretty well for us, actually. We've both started separately and then kind of decided to, you know, work together because we're doing the same things and it's just a lot more fun to do it together. So we do have separate clients and we have some shared ones as well. And it works really great because we can like brainstorm together, help each other out, but also we have the freedom of doing our own things if we like to. And, what I think is really fun working with your sister or siblings in general is that, you know, we've always been really close and we can communicate sometimes without communicating. makes things really, really easy.
Yes. Now, one thing I don't even know is how many years are there between you guys?
What do you guess?
3.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's
exactly
right.
Beautiful.
She's older than me.
So cool.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have worked with clients in quite a few different industries. Can you share with us some of the wins that you've had where you've been like, this is amazing? Like, this is how we know we love this, everything about digital marketing. Share with me some of your stories and your wins.
Yeah. As you said, we work with clients from different industries at the moment.
What we absolutely love doing is helping businesses and entrepreneurs that are kind of at the beginning of their journey. So we really help them build up their audience online. We help them understand where they should be, on which platforms they should be, where they can have the most impact. So we really like helping them with the strategy and building everything from ground. And yeah, I think that's also where we saw the most success for our clients as well.
It's just a lot of fun to help them out wherever is needed and be able to really adapt your services to the needs of your clients and see that, you know, there's like it's really working and you have an impact and you can help them out.
I love that. Now, do you guys work with clients that predominantly come from one country or the other, or no, because you guys speak multiple languages?
Yeah, I mean, we're fluent in English and German. We do like have some knowledge of French and, well, let's keep it to that. we do only work in English and German though. And our clients for now are in Luxembourg and Austria.
Yeah.
But it's not like we're restricting ourselves to those two. So it's really anywhere in the world is possible.
Yeah.
That is seriously so cool. I think that learning languages is absolutely fascinating and phenomenal. It's something I'm working on, but oh my gosh, it is so challenging. I've been trying to learn French and my French is pretty bad still, but I can say like the horse and the dog and that man is eating a croissant, you know, like that's about it. But
that's useful things to know.
Exactly. Like if I'm scrolling through the countryside in France, it'll come in handy.
Well, I mean, you speak English, so you can get everywhere with English. So
What I really like about Luxembourg is that they speak, you know, they grow up with four languages. So it's just incredible. Yeah.
Amazing. That's
an advantage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, how old were you when you moved from Austria to the next place, or was that where you grew up 0 through 18?
Yes, we grew up in Austria. We had our first experience abroad at how old were we? 17, when we had to do an internship in school. So we both went to Ireland and Wales for 3 months. So we kind of I think that's where we really discovered that we love traveling and we love to visit other places. So we discovered that at a pretty young age. Then we both studied abroad as well. Tanya studied in Australia for 6 months and I studied in France. I moved to Luxembourg about 2.5 years ago now.
And I only followed about half a year ago.
Yeah.
And you guys are
hurting. I'm like, you have to come to me. You have to live here now so that we can build our business.
That is so fun. Now, as it stands, you guys run your own businesses. Is it something that you kind of see integrating at some point? Or does it, like, how does that work, working with your sister? For you guys, at least.
absolutely. I mean, we do... Like I said, we really do work together and our plan is to grow one business in the future, or that's where we're headed towards, let's say it that way. I think it's just, you know, if like with two people, you can achieve things together, which is really fun.
Mm.
And we can totally see us building our business together.
That is so fun. My sister is 8 years younger than me, so I always hoped like, we'd become partners, and I offered it to her 2 years ago. And I said, you know, do you want to be a partner in my agency? And she's like, no, not at all. She's kind of along for the ride, but we have so much fun together. Now, share with me a little bit about what types of industries have caught your attention as like, this is what we want to do. Like, this is where we come to life.
Mm-hmm. For us at the moment, it's really not specific industries. It's really about what those companies do. Like it's smaller businesses and entrepreneurs really. And for us, it's just important that we can relate to their mission and that they really have an impact in the world. And that's what's most important to us. So for now, we have not like niche down to any specific industry. We're quite open about that. It's just important that we can really relate to what they do.
Yeah.
I think that's huge because a lot of people will just work with kind of any clients that come along. And yeah. I think we all do at some point in our journey, but then you hit a point where you're like, I want to work with clients I'm passionate mm-hmm. about, whose mission is changing the world. Who are some of your dream clients?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. I think what will be really fun is entrepreneurs in the coaching industry or like in the coaching space. I'd say like mindset coaching, mm-hmm. somewhere towards that, you know, that way.
Yeah, we definitely love that.
What have you guys learned about mindset over? Well, let me actually take you back just a little bit. Let's say like a year ago or 2 years ago, what was your stance on mindset even just 2 years ago compared to where you're at today and what you've learned?
I actually started learning about mindset a couple of years ago after I graduated. So I started, you know, reading all those self-development books and really getting into this more and working on this area. And I just love it. But I mean, there is constant progress, right? And since we joined SMU and especially the Clique, it's been on another level. So,
yeah, it's such an important part, which you don't realize at first. But then as you dive into deeper, it can change everything. And we were lucky enough to like started learning about it quite early, I'd say.
Yes.
And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. I think that it's oftentimes downplayed just because people don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Was that kind of your experience? Like how were you exposed to mindset and growing into a bigger like future and possibility?
Good.
Like what made you guys realize, okay, there's something bigger out there for us?
I think that kind of developed over the past years. Like when I joined SMU, for example, I was working for a company and I was doing their social media and digital marketing. So I was basically learning to do it for them. And I, at that point, I never thought about having my own business or starting my own business. But then as I saw all those other people in SMU and you and the journeys that they have and the success that they have, I was like, oh, I want that as well, you know. That's a totally different life.
It definitely starts changing once you see what's possible. Mm-hmm. And for us, like we said, we've always been really passionate about traveling. But I could have never imagined that I can have something else than a 9-to-5, go into an office every day and actually be able to work yeah. while traveling. And for me, I mean, I started, Steph like showed me SMU in the beginning of last year. And when you start seeing the success of all the people and what they do and how they make it work for them, it's just really an inspiration. And you start thinking like, maybe I can do that as well.
Yeah,
I love that. Now, I know that you guys aren't done dreaming and thinking bigger and imagining what comes next. What are some of the things that are on your immediate bucket list for the next year or two? What are the things that you're like, this is something we have to try, or this is a place we have to go?
I think most of the things on our bucket list concern traveling, like the first 10 or something, at least are places that we want to visit. Something that we want to do in the near future is going to Uganda, because we are sponsoring 2 kids there, so we want to visit them. And what else do we have on there?
There's also, you know, if we leave like the travel aside, because that's just something that's just always going to be there.
Yes.
I think for business, you know, some things that we've wanted to do last year already is FHL and the Clique, and we are making both possible. So that was really huge for us. And growing our business, like really focusing and figuring out like where are we going? Are we taking this? And just really focusing and see what we can do with it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. So if someone's watching this and they're like, okay, A, I love the, like people are commenting, these two are a force. I love the power behind these girls, you know, and they're like, I want to work with this. You know, I want to work with one or the other or both. I just love the energy coming from this Facebook Live. Stephanie and Tanya, where can people learn more about you?
Go to our website. It's yourmarketingminds.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Same handle. So yourmarketingminds.com.
Beautiful. And for anyone who's like, I'm on the fence about joining SMU or the Click, either or, because I know that you guys are people who don't immediately take action on things. You're like, I have to watch and see and make sure that this person's legit. And I respect that so much because that's not how I am. I'm like, cannonball into the deep end and then we'll figure out what's at the bottom. So I really respect that. But there are some people who will probably relate to your story of how you guys watched me very closely. I could tell. And what would you say to that person who's like, I don't know, is this real? Is this legit? You know, the $1 trial, the Click, all of these things, the things I hear, what would you say to those people?
It is very real. Steph has been following you since 2016. Like we've seen your journey. We've seen it happen. We've seen it happening for us as well. I mean, you know, it's $1, like, yeah, really. You can do a lot worse with $1. And like, there's just nothing to lose. And you will see, like, it's just great. And for me, when I started with SMU, for the first 2 weeks, I was not even looking at the trainings. I was going through the Facebook community because there's so much value in the community. It is 100 times worth it.
When I joined SMU, I remember it was a Friday evening and I was going to the cinema with my boyfriend. And like, I was on my phone all the time going through the group and reading everything that people were saying. He's like, what are you doing? You know, put your phone down. And I said, oh, I can't. I don't know how I should do something else this weekend. I have to go through all this. Like, I consume the content and the people, the whole energy in this group is just incredible. And that, seriously, you have not seen it anywhere else. And so for SMU, you know, it's $1. There's nothing to lose. Just give it a try. And for the Click, it's, you know, when you, for us, it was like, we didn't know if we were ready or not, but we felt like, okay, we wanna do something with our business. We wanna grow it, and we don't know where we wanna go with it exactly, but we want to do something with it. We want change. We want more. So we kind of had this feeling that this is it. That's what we need right now, and we were right. You know, the Click is exactly what we needed, and it's amazing.
And it's showing itself in your businesses this week, because I know what's been happening behind the scenes. We don't even have to dive into it, but you guys are about to explode. And I have a gut feeling that if anyone's watching this and they're like, I want to work with Tanya, I want to work with Stephanie. By the way, Tanya, raise your hand so that everybody knows. Tanya. I want to say right or left because it's backwards on mine. So like, I'll say it wrong. And then we've got Stephanie, of course, as well. Yeah. Stephanie, raise your hand too, just so that they know. Perfect. So if you're like, I want to work with them, my best advice is jump in now, because these sisters are blowing up. And I'm telling you that I honestly believe in 3 to 6 months, there's not going to be room for clients until they hire on a team. Because as you can see, like, their energy is contagious and they're so fun to be around. So you go to yourmarketingminds.com to connect with Stephanie and Tanya. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Rachel. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Good talking to you. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast, and we'll catch you guys later on the next episode. Yeah. We'll see you later. Bye. Bye. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.